This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. At the close in New York today, an ounce of gold would have cost you $1,675 and change. It's been an up-and-down kind of ride for the shiny yellow stuff the past couple of months, but over the past decade, the price of gold has more than quadrupled. Investors large and small have been buying bullion, the actual metal, which leaves them with the problem of where to put it. And lo and behold, demand for gold storage is soaring, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
By design, there's nothing unusual about the brick building in Wilmington, Delaware, that sits near an auto parts outlet and a pharmacy. Inside, the Delaware Depository Service Company looks like any old office, until you reach the vault with gold inside worth billions. The huge bulletproof doors unlock and creak open. There are six of them. Each must close before the next can open, so it takes a few minutes to get in. Finally, the dramatic vault door is locked behind you, and you're surrounded by gold. Stroll around and you'll see gold in every form. Coins, plates, and bars of all sizes. The 70-pounders make a satisfying clink when stacked. There's gold all over the place, but it's not strewn about like in a dragon's lair. Think Costco, but shelves stacked with bullion instead of family-sized groceries. Managing director John Potts says holdings have grown tenfold in the last decade. Location is a factor.
People choose Delaware Depository because we are not in New York City. Especially since 9/11, that's become a more important issue.
Vaults in traditional hubs like New York and Switzerland are filling up. Insurers will only cover a certain amount per location, so the rise in gold's price means new facilities have to open elsewhere. Also, demand from Asian investors and jewelry makers is exploding, and they want their gold close to home.
The economic development of Asia is just creating wealth at a sometimes astonishing rate.
Richard Silla is an NYU economics professor. Malka Amit is one of the companies catering to Asia's new rich. It transports and protects valuables for clients worldwide, including billions in gold. It has a new lockup in Hong Kong and is expanding in Singapore.
We see the demand for gold increasing, so the requirements for vaults will increase.
Nigel Paxman is the Hong Kong-based CEO. I met him in New York, where growing business has Malka Amit's offices overflowing. Staffers will soon move to a larger space. It's not just Asian wealth driving growth in new locations. At its core, a precious metal investment is a bet on political and economic instability, which means heavy gold investors prepare for the worst.
Now, instead of having it all in one bank vault in Europe or in the USA, they want to spread the risk politically, spread the risk from physical point of view.
Expecting more growth in the high security business of storing gold seems like a safe bet. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.